go on to more different things. First of all, when the subject of kezayis or shiurim comes up, so the olam, a gevis olam, the chalapachas thinks that you have to be a rocket scientist, or you have to be a mathematician, or you have to be a mathematician to be interested, and it's mesubach. That's not true. There's a few yesodis. It's very simple, and Be'ezus Hashem will just say the Yesodis and make the whole Inyan very simple and very clear without any complexity. So we'd like to speak about the Basis Adava, what's the Yesod for Shiurim, and speak about the mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas matzah, the shiurim for achilas maror, korach, afikomen, a little bit about the difference between a bari and a chayla, muberes. It's always shaylas that chayla is zaken, muberes is a common shaylas, very common shaylas. People get nauseous, they can't eat, what's their shiurim? And other dinim that are tuyim on the achila of the shiurim. Be'ezus Hashem. First of all, daf mefashtein that everything in the Torah needs a definition. If Beis Din is mitzvah to give an einish on somebody who eats chalev or dam or nevela, so the iser is achila. So there has to be a definition. What's achila? So one dayan can't say, oh, it's achila, he eats a whole steak. Less than a steak, that's not achila. Somebody says, no, achila, a mashu, that's achila, can't be. There has to be a definition of the Torah. If the Torah is giving einshim, so shteit apasik in Dvarim Ches, Eretz Zayis Shemen Udvash. The Gemara in Erevin Daf Dalid Brachas Mem Aleph Sukkah Vav. Gemara says that Eretz Sherev Shirev Kizesim. And Rashi says, Rev Shirev Kizesim, Achilas Chelev, Vedam, Venoisa, Pigil, Tomei, Nevela, Nazarvaita, is Asmachand the Pasik of Eretz Zayas Shemenu Devash. The Maskranas HaGemara is that the Pasik is smachta, and the halacha l'mashim Sinai. Okay, so there's halacha l'mashim Sinai that achila, the definition of achila is bekezayis. And the Rambam v'dais klar that all einshim and everything like that, like Rashi, is bekezayis. And the mitzvah, all mitzvahs that are tuliya on achila, is bekezayis. Okay, so now it's very simple. All we have to know is how much is the kezayis, and we can be mekayim the mitzvah. So there's two yesodis that involved over here. One yesod is, what's the oifen? How do you measure something? How do you measure? What's the measurement of kezayis? And then, if you know how to measure, then how much do you measure? That's the only two things that we have to know. So, the first yesod is that kezayis is a measurement. Some people say, how much does it weigh? Kezias is not a measurement of how much something weighs. Kezias is a measurement of volume. Neufach. Nefach. The Grach Noah says in his Sefer Shiuri Torah, Yidua Mufursim V'Sifrei HaPeskim Rishonim V'Achronim Shekol Shiuri Torah Kegoyin Shiuri Chala, Revius, Kebeya, Kezias Einam Nechshavim V'Mishko Rak Alpi Mida Hagoydol B'Kamos. The how big it is. That's the way to measure. That the definition of kezias is the size, the displacement of a kezias. The Torah says that the way to measure it is to put the kezias into water, and how much water comes out. That's the amount. That's the way to measure. Because otherwise, how are you going to measure it? Let's say you have a kezias is round, and you want to measure something which is a cube. So how do you stelzu the round to the cube? The only way that you could do that is you can take the round, put it into water, see how much water comes out, and now take the cube, put it into water, see how much water comes out, and if it's the same amount, then the cube was equal to the kezias. A practical thing. Everybody has a baby bottle. You have a baby bottle in the house. A baby bottle, on the side of the bottle, there's markings. Ounces and ml stands for milliliters. Or cc. You take a bottle and you fill it with water. You fill it, let's say, up to a certain mark. The Marshall. Five ounces. And the kezias is be'erach, the displacement of 1 ounce. And so now you want to know if you have to make a bracha of Allah eitz for eating grapes. So how many grapes is a kezias? You can't tell with looking at it. So you put in a grape, and then a second grape, and a third grape, and each time you put in a grape, the water level goes up a little bit. When the water level goes up to the next ounce mark, you know that you had before 5 ounces of water, up to the 5 ounces, now it's up to 6 ounces. So you know that you displaced 1 ounce of water. So, I'll pee the tour, that's the way that you would measure the volume. So that's the way to measure volume. Wiffel Ort vernimmt the grape. That's one thing. A second yesod, I mean part of that yesod of volume, is that volume doesn't go by weight. That means to say that if I wanted to take a box and put into the box popcorn. So popcorn is very big, but it doesn't phanem anor. It doesn't have weight. It's an phanem anor. It doesn't have weight. So I could take a box that's, let's say, 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet, and fill it with popcorn, and it might weigh 2 pounds. I could take, let's say, chocolate, which is very heavy, or lead, which is very heavy, and for 2 pounds of lead or 2 pounds of, I could make a little tiny box, and that would have the same weight. So the weight is not how we go, nor we go by volume. That's a big nafkamina, because the marshal by matzah, it's a big nafkamina. If it says, if we know, let's say kezias is an ounce, the marshal, and we have a box over here and it says 10 matzahs in the 10 ounces, so then each one is an ounce. No, it's not true, because it doesn't go by weight, because something which is blown up can have more volume and less weight. Something which is not blown up can have less volume and more weight, so it doesn't go by weight. There is a minig by Svardim that they do go by weight. It's a kafachayim. Ben Tzion Abba Shol says that not to follow that minig. Kafachayim brings down its earlier minig. But chutz from them, and even among the Svardim, there's a machloikis if you go with this minig. But that minig, Vaisteis, the Kavachayim did that, had that minig because it was too confusing and people, they just wanted to have an amainam, such a thing. But it'll come out that sometimes they're going to be off. Often, they could be off. Both ways. It could be off both ways. So Mamela, that's, but we go by Kol HaPoskim, except for this minig brought down by the Kaf HaChaim, Kol HaPoskim say that the way to measure it is like the Torah says, in volume and not in not in weight. That's one yesod. Very simple. Another yesod in this is that you meshayer it k'moy shehi. You don't meshayer something by squeezing it. But you meshayer k'moy shehi. And that also was a problem with matzah. There was no way people from earlier Achronim wanted to figure out how much matzah is. Later Achronim, I should say, wanted to figure out how much matzah is. They didn't have a method. Baruch Hashem, today we have a method. We could waterproof it. And then we could see, put it into water and see how much water it displaces. But they didn't have this these place materials or whatever. So the only way that they knew how to measure it would be to grind it up. But now to grind it up, you don't have the same nefach as it comes in its natural state. And also, when you grind something up, it depends how you pour the powder in. If you pour the powder in like stam, so then there'll be a lot of air space in it. If you pour the powder in and you squeeze it down very strong, you can get hair. You can get double. So you could really, it really has no way of knowing, unless you machmer and do it twice as hard. So mamela, there's a Mishnah in Uksin. The Mishnah says that Misharin and Kamay Shahi, and that's how you do it. You're not Mamayach, that's the way it comes. If they're very big bubbles in something, those big bubbles don't count. But the natural bubbles, in other words, the consistency, if you look at a sponge, right? So a sponge has a natural consistency. That natural consistency, that's the way it comes. So pas sufganim, which it says in the Mishnah, a sponge cake, that's misharina kamashi, that's the way it comes. If it has an irregular bubble, irregular airspace, so then that airspace doesn't count. But otherwise, it counts kamashi. Okay. I mean, that's the pashtus in the Mishnah Berurah. It's the pashtus of the Chazon Ish says a mefurish. I heard like this from Rav Yashiv. Okay. We went to Rav Yashiv to find out which size bubbles is like part of the fabric and which is not part of the fabric. Yeah. Okay. But the normal size bubble, normal texture, that's Misharin and Kamay Shehi. Okay. So that's the two yesodis that we just have to know in how to measure it and how to look at it. Now, so we know that we have to measure. Now, how much do we measure? What's a kezias? So there's a big machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, it's not the Chazon Ish and the Shulchan Aruch. The Chazon Ish has a Tshuvas HaGa'anim, which he felt that if it would have been the Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim would have seen this Tshuvas HaGa'anim, they wouldn't have said what they said. He found the Tshuvas HaGa'anim. Now the Velt names on that I want to do the Chazon Ish Shir. And people say, What shir should I do? I want to do the Chazon Ish shir. In Kezias, the Chazon Ish shir is smaller. The Chazon Ish is the biggest mekel in Kezias. The Chazon Ish is smaller. So, which is punkt vakert than the Chazon Ish shir in Revius. Chazon Ish shir Revius is Neskatan Rabbeitim, which we'll talk about, and the Chazon Ish shir in this is smaller. What's the pshat? I grabbed an interesting story. there's somebody that goes, my son goes to Rabbi Yashiv Shir, he's one of the people who write over the Shir, that Ha'oris on the Masechta. So there's a few people that write it over. My son Rabbi Nachum writes over as one of the writers, and the one who puts it together is an Edom by Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. So we were talking, and he said that that he, when he went to Mishadach with Rabbi Chaim, so Rabbi Chaim put out almonds on a plate. Yeah, but Lishka passed not to take, so he made a bracha and he ate two or three almonds. And then afterwards, Rabbi Chaim told him, make a machta bracha achrona. So he says, bracha achrona, three almonds, it's very little. So he says, no, that's the Chazanish held that the Iker of Kizayis, Kizayis Manenu, Azayam Zemzach Gefirt, that they go with a tiny, tiny shear of Kizayis, which we'll talk about. So, now how much is this shear? So just the shear. So the Chazanish found this Tshuvas Hagoinim. And the Tshuvas Hagoinim says, to just sum it up, that it's not shayach to give a shear, the Chachamim, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the shear, Kizayis, he knew that there's going to be Golas, everybody's going to go out into Golas, people are going to be in different places, so how is it shayach to make one shear? So they gave the shear should be any place that any that you can go, whatever the Kizayis is in that country, the Kizayis Beinoni, in that country, Kizayis Beinoni, the real olive, you take. So therefore, according to this Tshuvas Hagoinim, there's no shailin what the shear is of Kizayis. You go to the store, and you look, and there's, let's say, seven different sizes or 10 different sizes. You take the middle size, the Beinoni, and you take that size, you put it into a bottle, you see how much it displaces, and that's how much Kizayis is finished. Turns out that today, if you would do this, I did this, if you would do this, you would find that a kizayis banani is about 6 or 7 cc. Okay, how much is a cc? First of all, okay, interruption. Also, I'm not a mathematician. A cc is a cubic centimeter. In Eretz Yisrael, or in Svarim, what you'll see the word smak, centimeter cube. That's all it stands for. CC is a cubic centimeter. What's a cubic centimeter? If you take a square, that's an inch by an inch, that's a square inch. If you take a square that's an inch by an inch, by an inch high, a cube, that's a cubic inch. So, a centimeter cube is CC, cubic centimeter, or smak. Smak is a centimeter cube. So everything is measured. We could measure it in cc. That's the measure that used to come out all over the world, except in America. Here we have what we call a fluid ounce. A fluid ounce is be'erach 28.8. Be'erach 30 cc. How much is a fluid ounce? If you want to know how much is a fluid ounce, go into the store and buy these plastic schnapps glasses. A schnapps cup, right? Those plastic schnapps cups are 1 ounce. Fill up that with plastic. Some of them have up to a line. Al kaponim, that's 1 ounce. That displaces 1 ounce. The amount of water that's displaced in that thing. That's erech 30 cc. So it comes out, so the Chazanish said, he had this tshuva, the tshuva said that it goes according to every country. So Mamela in Eretz Yisrael, and here today, an average olive is about 6 cc. So that means to say, to give you a marshal how small that is, if we use the shear of Maisha, of the Mishnah Brura, a matzah comes out, and we'll see how we use that shear. Machine matzah, regular chametz sticker machine matzah, four tenths of a matzah, about a half a matzah, is a kezayis for washing and benching, half a matzah, half a machine matzah. According to the Chazon Ish, machine matzah has be'erach chayis 70 cc, 65 cc. According to the Chazon Ish, 10 people can take a matzah, and 10 people could wash a bench on a matzah. They have a kezayis from a matzah. According to that's how small the shear of the Chazon Ish is. Okay, so that's the now. Unless people go with the chumris and kulis of the Chazon Ish, and all chumris and kulis, we go with the Mamei Manushaisim. We go with the Mishneh Berurah and Reva Paiskim. That the Shulchan Aruch says that the shear of a kezayis, it's a machlokes. Machlokes Rishonim, how much the shear of a kezayis is? It's a shlish beya or a chatzi beya. And for Pesach, in Hilchos Pesach, the Mishneh Berurah says you should take a chatzi beya. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch is not soisim. There's Shulchan Aruch in many places on this. That it's not, he's not soisim. In Simen Shin Samaches, in Simen Tuf Tes, Tuf Pei Vav, Tuf Reshud Beis, Tuf Reshud Ches, it seems like it's a stira in the Shulchan. Some places he should bring down both days. Some places he just brings down one day. So the Pri Chodesh and the Nar Shalom. In Simen Tuf Pei Vav in Hilchos Pesach, explain that the emes is meikar adin. The machaber holds. This is how they hold. The machaber holds that meikar adin kezayis is a shlish beitza. But for the chumra of Pesach, the chumra of matzah, to go a chatzi beitza. Okay. So that's and lenient bracha achrayna. We try to do also. Not to make a bracha chayin unless you have a chatzi beitza. Okay, so how much is a chatzi? So how much would that be? So, very simple. You use the same method. You would take a beitza and see how much water it displaces. And half of that would be a kezayis. What kind of beitza do you take? So Rav Moshe said that hayos in America, there are five, I think, different sizes. So the size large is the middle size that comes out. There's small, medium, large, extra large, jumbo. So you take the middle size. So you take a large egg, and whatever that large egg, the average size of that large egg, that's a kezayis. And you could do it. You could all go home and take a dozen eggs from the refrigerator, buy a dozen large eggs and try it and see what you get. And I did it with many eggs. And it came out that 28.8 cc, or a little bit less than an ounce. And that's a kezayis. What would throw off enough water to knock off a fluid ounce? No, that's a kezayis. That's two. In other words,
two snaps.
Right. If you put the egg into a baby bottle, I don't know if it fit in, but if you put the egg in a baby bottle and you see how much it would go up two schnapps cups. So versteitzich, if you hold that a shlish beitza is what you need, so just divide that amount by three, and it comes out to about 17 cc. For if you hold it to shlish beitza, this is going to be enough kamina for a chaylim uberes. Okay. Okay. So that's it. So that's the whole Torah. That's the whole complexity. The whole complexity is that you measure it in volume, and you take a chatzi beitza, and how much water it displaces, and that's the whole thing. That's a kezias. Now, before we come to matzah, we have one more nidun that we have to do. That's only because matzah is deraisa, and we all want to be machmer as much as possible. It's the only deraisa here that we're talking about, the only mitzvah deraisa. I'm totally on a chila here. So we want to be machmer to whatever chuvra we could have. So for this comes one more nakuda. Borrow yours? Okay. So this comes one more nekuda, and that is the union of niskatnu abeitzim. Okay, that's also not such a complex stuff. Niskatnu abeitzim is like this. There's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says it's Pesachim daf kuf tes amud aleph. The Gemara says Amar Rav Chisda, Revius shel Torah. Etzba'ayim, al etzba'ayim, berum etzba'ayim v'chati etzba, v'chaymash etzba. That means to say that a revius of Torah, if you make if you want to fill, how much is a revius? How much could fit a revius? So if you have a box that's two fingers, you're using the finger of the thumb, two fingers, by two fingers, by 2.7 fingers. So let's say, to make it easy, to round it off, let's say a thumb is an inch. It's not, it's a little bit less, but let's say it's an inch, right? So the Shlach had this Gemara. And the Shlach says, okay, so let me see how much is a revius. And I know a revius is a beitz and a half, which is three kezesim. So the Shlach says, okay, so let me see how much it fits in here. Very simple. So Shlach made a box that was two. He measured etzbois. I don't know whose etzbois he measured, but he measured etzbois. I don't know if in that country etzbois are different than in another country, or how it came out. There's nidunim on this, but al kaponim, he measured an average etzba thumb, and he measured made a box that's two etzbois by 2.7. He filled it with liquid, and he found that it held the amount of a whole beya. So what's going on? We know that a kezayis is a chatzi beya, 30 cc, 25 cc, and here he has a box that holds 50 cc. What's pshat here? So it's not mistavri. He said that the people were bigger and they got smaller. So the only other answer is that the eggs of Chazal were bigger and now they have the size. So if the eggs of Chazal were, let's say, double the size, so that would be that an egg would be 100. So my mail in this box fit 150, an egg and a half is 3 kezaitim, is 150 cc, so it fits in. But now that the eggs are smaller, you have to put in twice as much. So this is the Shlach Chiddush, that Niskatnu Abeitzim, that the only way he came to forever the Stira, and Memela, you have to use double the Shia for everything. The Mishnah Brura Dint Nemon, this Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Kiddush has a whole Arichas on this. Rave of the Paiskim Kemat Kulam did not take on this. It's a stira, it's akasha. But to say Niskat no Abeitzim, that some other teretz, we have to come up with some other teretz, but that's not the teretz that the Paiskim took on. And Mamela, for all Shiurim, we don't go with that. However, when it comes to matzah, we would like to use all chumrus, so we want to take that, and we say niskatnu abeitzim. So if niskatnu abeitzim, that means to say that for a matzah we would have to take two kizesim for matzah diraisa, and that's what we would use. So, LaMarshall, if the Kazayas is, let's say, 28-30 cc, so we'd have to use 60 cc. But we really don't have to use 60 cc because the box only held 150 cc. So that means to say that a Kazayas, even according to his measurements, were 50 cc. So we'd have to use 50 cc. Oh, come on, two Kazayas. Rav Moshe uses this, but Rav Moshe makes a different cheshbon. Rav Moshe's cheshbon is, why should I double the egg? What's my problem? My problem is that I have a stira. I have a box that the Gemara said that this box is 2 etzbais by 2 etzbais by 2.7 etzbais. So let's figure out how much is 2 etzbais by 2 etzbais by 2.7 etzbais. And we can figure out how much more it is. And Rav Moshe figures it out by using an amma l'chumra. An amma has so many, four twice. And so merely you can figure out how much it is, and he figured out that it comes out to 43.5 smack. It's smaller, because that's the maximum size that it could possibly be, is the size that the Gemara gives on this field. Good. So that's the shear of that kashya. So now, if we want to know how much matzah lemaisa, so we'll take, using the slach's shear, not Rav Moshe's shear, because we want to go with whatever the chumra, and we'll come up with a measurement for how much the matzah should be. So we have a stickle of problem, because every matzah, no two fingerprints are the same, no two bakeries are the same. You come some places, the bakeries have very thick matzah, and some are very thin, they're breaking. And it depends on how, and even in the same bakery, it depends how well the lady rolled it out and how much the size was and everything. So the thicker something is, the more kizaisim it has in it. If you took a disc that's, let's say, 1 inch thick, and then you put another disc on top of it 2 inches thick, it'll have twice as much. So if you have a matzah that's 50% thicker, it's going to have 50% more kizaisim. So how do you figure it out? You can figure it out with a cheshbon. We could divide a matzah, all bakeries, LaMarshall, into, let's say, three sugim. Either the thin, it's medium, or it's thick. How do you know if it's thick or thin or medium? You take a pound of matzah from the bakery, 1 pound, the pound you're going to use for the Seder, and you count how many matzahs you have in the pound. If you have 9 matzahs per pound, then the yidua that it's thin, very thin. If you have 7.5, it's medium. If you have 6, it's thick. And so then within that range, you could adjust it according to where you stand in that range. So now, if you want to take a kazayas, so you'll take, if it's a thin matzah, you'll take 53%, a little bit more than half. If it's a thick matzah, if it's a medium matzah, you'll take 41%, and if it's a thick matzah, you'll take 35%. And that'll be a kazayas with all the chumras. Now, you have a problem. Problem is that Mishnah Berurah says that you should take a kazayas of the top matzah and a kazayas of the middle, afikam, broken matzah. Why? Because we don't know which matzah is the matzah that you're making the bracha of al-chilas matzah, and which matzah is the matzah that you're making the bracha of maitilecha menorot. So, since we don't know, maybe it's the top matzah, maybe it's the middle matzah, so today to have this chumrah, either kizayis of both matzah, two kizayis. Now this would be a little bit of a problem, because Marshall, if you have a matzah that's be'erich, a half a matzah, so that means to say that you now, if you want to do this, you have to have a whole shmar matzah. It's a little bit rough. So Rav Moshe has a very good cheshbon in this, which is very good. Rav Moshe says, Lagabi, if you want to go with the to eat a shir matzah, so now for the shir matzah that you want to eat, that you want to get the derisa, so you go with all the chumras. But now for the din for this hidur of the rabbanon, if you want to make the bracha on the right matzah, you can take the minimum shir of a kezias, which is a shlish matzah, which is a shlish beitzah. So if you figure that a shlish beitzah, 17-18 cc, is a shlish beitzah, so now you easily have in this kezias that you took for yourself for the chumra, you easily have two kezaisim. So either way, or take a kezias of the middle matzah, a smaller, take bein hakol between the top matzah and the middle matzah. You'll take bein hakol, you'll have this half a matzah, this half a kezias. Let's say a quarter from the middle one, a quarter from the top one. So bein hakol, you'll have a kezias l'chumra, and you'll have the two smaller kezaisim emela. And from this, you'll be able to be mekayim what without being able to get. Okay. Now, one more nakuda that we have to know is that. Before this nakuda, just sometimes it's hard to know how to measure it, like middle, thick. Some people, this is the easiest way to measure the matzah. Just take it, be mashiach, half a matzah, okay, fine. Sometimes it's hard, or you want to know exactly, or you want to see exactly how much it is, or for a chayla, a mashal, you want to know exactly. So we could do it by weight. Now I said that you don't know by weight. But there's a way that you could do it by weight. What's the way that you could do it by weight? If you go to take all matzahs from all different kinds of bakeries, and you take an average of, you take a kezias of the matzah, measure out exact kezias, and put it on a scale, and then see how much that kezias weighs. In other words, what's the ratio between the size of it and the weight of it? It happens to be called density. So you see what the ratio is, and then you make an average. You take what's the worst case, what could be the worst possible case that could be, the worst possible, and that would be how much you take. So if we did that, we took it goes between 45 and 55. That's if we took that. Take that density and you measure the 50 cc's, you'll come up with that if you want to take a Weight Watchers scale, which measures in grams, you take a Weight Watchers scale and you put a piece of matzah on that, that would come out to 28 and a half grams. B'diyuk would be l'chumra, no matter the most that they could possibly be, would be l'chumra, you'd have the kezias l'chumra, 28.5. If you would want to see what would be a kezias without the skatno abetzin, without the lechumras, it would be 16 and a half. So then, like this, if you have a chayla, somebody that's nauseous, I mean, like if you have a muberis that she's going to eat the, she can't fanem so much. And she's going to eat it, then she's going to throw it up. If she's going to force it down, she's going to throw it up. I mean, it's not good to make a chumrah to be machma. It's a chumrah that the bala day kula, because she's going to throw it up. It's not going to be yaitza matzah in the first place. It's meikar adin. You could be yaitza with a shlish beitzah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins in the Svarim that bring down Pesach from Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins that she could eat a shlish chayla, Zokin could eat a shlish beitzah, Ketanim So, Memela, that would be the way to do it. 28.5 would be the Mishkal, and the 16.5 would be normal. The Mishnah Berurah in Tafayin Hay Shifkatan Tes says that L'chatchila, the way to eat the matzah is to take the both kezias and put it all in your mouth and swallow one kezias. So there's a it's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is based on a Truma Sadesh. And the Mordechai asks a question. Mordechai asks, how is it Shayach when they ate al matzah Samarim Yachlu? You have to eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah and mor. So there's three kizaisim all together. Now, we know that the Beis Abliya is only machzik two kizaisim, Efrek de Mordechai. So how could you eat all three as a Shayach? So the Truma Sadeshin says, from this we see that the Mordechai held that you have to eat it all together. Because if you only eating it the Chtei Achilas Pras, so what's the problem? Eat it together, eat all three together, but over a period of a few minutes. So he says, from this you see that the Mordechai held that you have to eat a mamash b'bas achas, al matzah merim yichu, the Torah wanted that you should eat it all together. And from this, the Magen Avraham is brought down by the Magen Avraham, and Mishnah Berurah brings it down that l'chatchila we should try to do that. Now, it's kiyudua that the Briska Rav and the Griz asks on this, doesn't like the sushtel of the Mordechai, and al kapanim, l'maisa the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah. Say it, and so that's the Ungunuman way to do it. The only thing is that they say over. I saw it. There's a Haggadah Arzei Alavonon that brings down from Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe says not to do it that way. Rav Moshe himself. It says, I don't know, I'm going to see it, that it's not a Nikras Maisha, but it says that he ate it normal, just started eating it, and ate it normal within the Chtidei Achilas Pras. The Shalmei Moed brings down from somebody who's Moed that they saw Shlomo Zalman, and Shlomo Zalman said also to do it that way, and he said faket, that if you stuff everything in your mouth, it blives an achila gasa, and it's mainly not yoytzed achila, so you have a problem. You want to do the chumrah of eating it all together, but yizicha yoytze if you eat it techa de achila's pras. So what are you gaining by stuffing it all in your mouth and almost gagging on it, and that's zicha, nobody eats like that. Zicha and achila gasa, and maybe it's not even called an achila. Torah says to eat matzah. So Mamela, he says, you should rather eat it geseder. Get as much in, eat it geseder. The same Agoda says, for shame, the stipler. That the stipler said that's how the Chazanish did it. The Chazanish ate it geseder. That's the way the stipler ate it. My chavrusa Reb Dov Kreisworth tells me that that's the way his father ate it. It just used to eat it straight. So if a person would want maybe to try to eat, if you want to try to make both shittas, maybe the thing to do would be to eat like the very smallest kezias of both together. In other words, the very smallest kezias of both. Let's say basacha curl, a quarter of a matzah, or even less than a quarter of a matzah would be a kezias. So let's say less than a quarter of a matzah, somewhat less than a quarter of a matzah, which is not that quite that much, to eat like from the middle matzah and from the top matzah a quarter of basacha koil, and try to put it all into mouth together, and then eat the rest of the. So then you'll have that. If you want to be yaitza, let's say lefida chumas sedeshin, magen avram and ishtabura, and then to eat the rest of it like straight. So then lecha'ira you won't have a chilagasa. Yeah, maybe that could be the best of both worlds. Okay, now. Interessant is that Rav Shlomo Zalman says in Shalmei Mayid that the second day Yontif you don't have to be machma with these supersized shiurim. That the second day Yontif, to say the second night Seder for Chutz La'aretz people like us, we don't have to be machma. Why? We know that any shinui in a yantif sheni is mevazer moyades. See, tainis that mevazer moyades is if you change something meikar din. Here, meikar din, you're supposed to eat a kezayis. That's all you're supposed to eat. No, al tchumra and al tchumra on top of a chumra, you're going from a shlish beitzer to a chatzi beitzer to a double beitzer, but that's only a chumrah. So on a chumrah, there's no such thing as mevazah de mayadeis. And mamela, if a person, it's hard for him, zicha the second night, they have that Rav Shlomo Zalman to rely on. Oh, that'll be the nafkamina. Whatever the shear is going to be for the other shearim that you need, that'll be the regular shear. Now, first, let's talk about the shir morer, and then we could talk about the shir kerif, which is a matzah derabanan. So now, the shir morer is b'zman hazeh derabanan, and to memela, it's enough to take chatzi beitzer. And if somebody's a chayla, they could take a shlish beitzer. Now, how much morer is there? So, unfortunately, I can only show you here. You could see it here in the. You could put a piece of mara in water, and see how much goes up, and that amount of water that goes up that's an ounce, or a large leaf of romaine lettuce like this, a large leaf of romaine lettuce, that's enough, that's a full. If you're eating endives, a large endive leaf is a half a kezayis. Two endive leaves will be a kezayis. And if you're using chrein, horseradish, then it's very easy. Just put it into a schnapps cup. And however fits into a schnapps cup, that's a kezayis. What? I mean, there shouldn't be any air. You can't super squeeze it, but and if you're using stalks, a large stalk of romaine, some people like to use stalk, they don't want to rely on, or you want to buy things that don't have to be checked and you just brush it off. So using stalks, two large stalks would also be a kezayis, because they're thicker. Now, that's the for the shear for mara. For a chayla, so reduce it to a third. Now, the shear for kairach. So kairach, we're doing the ikar adin, just a kezayis. So the shear for kairach, a thin matzah would be 31% of the matzah. A medium matzah 24%, a thick matzah is 20%. So be'erach, if you want to think just in terms of without having to think of numbers, half a matzah be'erach is the shir d'raisa, and a quarter of a matzah be'erach is the shir d'rabbanan. That would be an easy way to simplify it. If a person is a chayla, you're dealing with a chayla, zaken, so then if it's a thin matzah, you could use a fifth of a matzah. A medium matzah, a sixth of a matzah, and a thick matzah, a seventh of a matzah. So that's important because to the chayla taka, every little bit could be machbid alav achayu. the Mishkal, if you're doing it by Mishkal, you want to figure how much you have in Mishkal, so it's 16.5, so we'll talk about that. But 16.5. Okay, now, when you do matzah, when you do the kairach, so that's right to the same thing. So that's right to the same thing. The shear matzah with the shear maror, you're using the middle this middle shear. Okay. Now, the shear for afikaimen. Now, why is afikaimen not the regular drabanan? Because, I just wanted to see Takawan Zach. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to be mekel for a chayla, chalosh, not even a chalosh, zaken, to use a shlish beitza, that's a one third, legabi bracha, because of the chumra of bracha levatala, it's kedai to get somebody to be mighty them. So if there's that situation, they should not make their own bracha on the maror. They should listen to their husband's, their relative's bracha. Okay, I even found a letter from in the back of Sefer Hilchas Chag B'Chag. The letter from he writes a letter from the stipler to a chayla. And no shaila to use a shlish beitza, regular shlish beitza, for maror. And even with all the chumras, the stipulous shear, and the biggest chumra of all the chumras, he uses the chazanish shear and he doubles it. But fundas vegan, when it comes to a chayla, goes with like the Mishnah Berurah, like everybody else, you could use a shlish beitza. Now, afikaimen. The afikaimen is shtickel different because the afikaimen is lechatchila. We're supposed to take two kizayim for the afikaimen. One kizayim is for the carbon pesach, and one kizayim is for the matzah that was eaten with the carbon pesach. So the zecher of the afikaimen is a zecher for the two kizayim. So here again, since this is only a zecher, so we could use a kizayim to rabbanon. So you could use the two. Two small kizayim shlish, and so the numbers that it comes out to, if you want to just note down the numbers, is that it's for thin matzah it's 39%, for a medium matzah it's 30%, and for thick matzah it's 26%. And if you want to just think of it easy, just think it's somewhere a little bit more than a quarter of the matzah. It's a quarter of a matzah, let's say between. It's between the Raisa Dikashir and the Rabbanan Dikashir, and you'll come up for Erech, you'll have the right size. And if you take it by the weight, it comes out to 21 grams per Mishnah. That's 36.6 smach comes out to 21 grams per Mishnah. Okay. Now, it's an interesting zach also that I saw that I just rather saw this that the kavana. I mean, by matzah, especially matzah derice, is supposed to have kavana for the makayim b'mitzvahs matzah. So there's a mayadim zmanim that says he brings a bach in the beginning. Mishnah Berurah brings down this bach in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah. That it says Laman Yedu, you're supposed to think when you have kavana, when you sit in the sukkah, you're supposed to have kavana for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, Anani covered all the kavanas. He says by matzah also, he wants a shtel too. This is only if you want to be. This is only it's a chumrah. It's not. Not brought down in the Paiskim. It's a chumra person wants to be, want to get as much chumras as you have. So a chumra, for those that are looking for chumras, is to think that, have kavana, not only to have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, but to have kavana that, shalai hifsik, b'tzeika, shalai viseinu, lahachmitz, Ach nigla alayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'gayim. Eating the matzah and you're having kavana, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat the matzah. And this is the matzah that Avisenu didn't have a chance to have it rise until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gayim us for Chayde V'atzmai. Okay, we had some more, but let's leave over some time for questions. If there's anybody that has any questions. Shir Revius. Shir Revius. The Shir Revius, we said before, it's Kiyadua, that a Revius is three Kizesim, a bay and a half. So, if we use our egg, Be'erich, Kizayis is Be'erich an ounce, so a Revius is Be'erich 3 ounces. A very small amount, very small amount. I mean, if you take a look at all the Bechers that you see, you measure the Bechers, 7 ounces, 8 ounces, I mean, it's like, I'm not talking about Kais Shel Aliyo, I'm talking about Kais Shel Yochid, they give seven, 8 ounce sizes. But 3 ounces would be daiva hoisa for the Rabbanan. Abba Kaisis is the Rabbanan. Even on a deraisa, which Shabbos is not a real deraisa, it's just a ma'ein deraisa of Kiddush, because we really mekadesh Shabbos in Shmoneh Esrei. So when we come to the Kiddush, it's really not a deraisa. I once asked Rabbi Yashiv many, many, many years ago, when we still could talk in the normal way, so I asked him, coming back from, I asked him, so, you know, what's with Kiddush, which is deraisa? So he's like, Kiddush is deraisa? What's the Kiddush deraisa? What's the rest? Because, it's not, because we say in Shmoneh Esrei, we already makadosh Shabbos, so the Kiddush is only a derabanan. So even that, but the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, if you want to be machmer with niskat ma'abetzim, so take double. But if take double doesn't mean you have to take 6 ounces. Take double because the size of the box, the maximum was 150 cc's, which is be'erich five ounces. So for the seder zicher, it's zicher enough mi'ikar adin to take 3 ounces. Becha. You're probably not going to find such a small becha, so okay, take 5 ounces if you'll find the 5 ounces. Zichah be enough. Okay, any question? Right, but I had that as a meridik akasha, because I had when I went to Rabbi Yashiv with this many years ago, and I said, like, for bracha achrona, since we say suffered bracha achrona, and we have a kasha of niskat ma'abetzim, so Rabbi Yashiv says, no. He says, the ongunum and shir is the shir of Rav Avraham Chaim Noah, which is the same shir that Moshe gives, which is a kazayas, which is about an ounce, and so that zicha you can make a chatchila, no problem, you can make a bracha achrona. Right, so maybe if you eat a smaller amount, maybe you could squeeze in that before you get to Achila Gasa. That's the only thing. To eat, like a quarter or a little bit less, so that shouldn't be an achila gasa. No, swallow it. You eat it regular and swallow it. Yeah, but ain't a kanami.